This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Botox is a $2.8 billion revenue stream for the pharmaceutical giant Allergan. It's also, and not for nothing, the end-user product of a neurotoxin, Clostridium botulinum, that is so lethal that the safeguards the U.S. government demands on the production process basically give Allergan a monopoly. Cynthia Kunz has the cover story of the world's deadliest supply chain in the most recent issue of Bloomberg Businessweek. Hi, thanks for coming on the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I don't mind telling you this was mildly terrifying, this article. Do me a favor and start where you started the piece. The entry into the Allergan labs and the whole protection system they set up for the chemicals behind this drug.
Sure. So when you get to Allergan's facility in Irvine, this is where they do a lot of the research into Botox and where they might make the drug. And so the work that's done in Irvine has to be done with a very high level of security and protection because, first of all, the toxin is highly lethal. And so for people working in those labs, the company has to guard against anything happening to them. Right. But then also, if this toxin were to ever get in the wrong hands, it could be used as a potential agent of bioterrorism. So the company has to be cognizant of all the protections that the government puts in place to protect the botulinum toxins.
How did we get to the point then where people inject this stuff into their faces, but also Allergan has, in essence, a government-facilitated monopoly on this drug?
This is an actually incredible medical breakthrough, and that can never be taken away from the story. That is one of the most amazing things, is that scientists were brave enough and smart enough to work with this toxin and find out what it could do in terms of controlling motor nerves and stopping some sort of spasticity disorders. That this is some of the first uses in people who basically did not have a functioning quality of life. I mean, they didn't have a quality of life. They were barely functioning because of these muscle spasms that they were dealing with. And so it was actually years ago, over a century ago, that initially a scientist said, hey, wait, this could potentially be used medicinally. That's part of the story that often gets overlooked because everyone thinks of Botox and they think of, right, of aging.
Cosmetic, sure. But the other part of this is that the government is so worried about this, the actual root toxin getting out, that it has basically made it impossible for competitors to get into the field.
Yeah, the barriers to entry are quite high. And there's a few reasons for that. First of all, it's scientifically very difficult to replicate Botox. It's protected by a trade secret. So there's no sort of playbook in that regard to directly replicate Botox. But even if you were to figure it out, you'd have to spend a substantial amount of money investing in security. I mean, you have to have a completely dedicated facility with a very high level of security that probably doesn't mirror anything else in your supply chain. For people who do want it for the cosmetic purpose, which is where the company would make more money per injection, you're really looking at coming up against a brand like Coca-Cola or Kleenex or Xerox, where the brand itself is very powerful.
You talk to some folks who figure that by 2020, this is going to be a $4 billion enterprise.
It's incredible. It's their biggest drug. It's continuing to grow. It's really showing a lot of potential. And I guess what really could happen here is that, say it's successful in something like depression, there are a lot of patients they could pick up through that. So other companies are trying to get in there and even just make other drugs that might be like Botox, but it's going to be really tough to compete with this franchise.
Cynthia Kunz covers pharmaceuticals from Bloomberg News, writing most recently on Botox and Allergan, the company that makes it. Cynthia, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.